Hello?
Carol, you fucking whore!
Honey, that's a hell of a way to talk to your best girl buddy. What the fuck are you bitching about?
You know damn good and well what I'm talking about, you bitch. You fucked Joe the bartender last night, and he wasn't worth shit. I sucked his joint for 30 minutes, and his prick was like a piece of spaghetti. To crown it off, the bastard had the nerve to laugh when it wouldn't come up. But he finally admitted that you had fucked and sucked him earlier during his lunch break. Now I'm sitting here with a banana up my hungry cunt.
Oh, honey, baby, you know he never even looked my way. That dirty liar.
Don't give me that shit, you bitch. He shoved that pencil prick of his up your cunt, up your asshole and down your throat so often he could find that cave of a cunt of yours in the dark.
All right, little pussy buddy. But when he grabbed me by the ass at the club last night, I creamed in my pants. Wait a minute, you cock-greedy bitch. After all, I'm the one who's a divorcee and he's all alone. At least, Grace, you're still married and have some steady cock around.
You're alone like the top girl in a whorehouse, you bitch. You could have at least warned me. What am I supposed to do with their burnt-out fucks after you've sucked their nuts dry? Plus, that old pencil prick husband of mine doesn't thrill me anymore.
All right, little buddy. I'm sorry. Next time I'll tell you. You little whore. What the hell is going on?
I'm coming, you dumb bitch.
Who the hell is there?
Oh, nobody, you dumb bitch. I couldn't wait anymore. I'm climbing the damn walls. Oh, I told you I had a banana up my cunt.